Starting almost the day after he was elected, Jesse Ventura has been overseeing the writing of a two-year, $23 billion spending plan. Never before has he had to tackle this kind of monumental policy job, but he says he's proud of his first attempt.
I know that I can go home and I can look in the mirror and know that we did a darn good job putting it together.
The governor says his guiding philosophy in writing this budget was to provide tax relief while at the same time increasing spending on education and a few social programs. But all was with an eye for efficiencies in the way government does its work. In satisfying his first goal, tax relief, Ventura is focusing the benefits on the lower and middle classes. He cuts the income tax rate on only the lowest tax bracket. He also widens the bracket, meaning a middle-class family will get the low rate on a bigger portion of its income. And he makes it easier for people to stay in the lower bracket when they file jointly, which lessens that effect some people call the marriage penalty. Ventura estimates a typical family earning $70,000 will save $413 a year in income taxes. There's more money, almost $1.1 billion, in Ventura's sales tax rebate proposal. That's one-time money refunding part of the budget surplus. But Ventura says he'd like the state to make the rebates a biennial tradition, sending checks back to taxpayers every time the state ends up taking in more money than it spends. Perhaps the most crowd-pleasing portion of Ventura's tax relief package is the cap on auto registration fees. Car tabs.
I just find that grossly unfair that one car pays more than another car when they all drive the same.
Under the current law, Minnesotans pay a little more than 1.25% of their car's value every year when they renew their tabs. And if you drive something like the governor's Porsche, that bill can run into the hundreds of dollars. Ventura wants to keep that sliding scale on brand new cars, but license tab renewals would be capped at $75. Depending on how you count things, the biggest single item in Ventura's budget is neither a tax break nor a spending program. He takes $1.3 billion of the state's tobacco settlement and takes it out of play. He wants to set that money aside in special endowments, in much the same way former Attorney General and DFL gubernatorial candidate Skip Humphrey was hoping the money would be used.
We need to invest in health for the future. Yes, we could give it back in a rebate. Everybody'd get $150, $160, and then, you know, where would it be from there? I think we can be wiser and smarter spenders than that, where we can invest in the state of Minnesota as a whole.
Ventura wants the money divvied up into four endowment funds, dedicated to medical research, public health, and social programs. One of the funds, something called the Minnesota Families Foundation, would be completely new and would draw almost half of the money. Ventura is vague about how that foundation would operate, but he says its purpose would be to create programs to wean people from relying on government, for example, to help welfare recipients retrain for new jobs. That fund may be the most controversial, given its size and the fact that it's not related to smoking or public health. The governor points out that these funds are endowments and that the state will spend only the interest they generate. And he says the state can always change its mind.
The principle will always be there, so we can decide, so decisions can be made 5-10 years down the road at that point in time, whether it's working or not.
The sheer size of the tobacco endowments bothers some House Republicans who want to maximize the tax rebates they'll be able to send back to Minnesotans this year. House Ways and Means Chairman Dave Bishop says he thinks the state has no business putting this much money into what he calls a health bank.
It doesn't square with the facts of how much money we actually have, and it doesn't square with Governor Ventura's statements that he doesn't want the state to keep accumulating extra surplus money from the citizens. He's doing it.
Bishop suspects the tobacco endowments are just a backdoor way of putting more of the surplus into rainy day funds, even though the state already has $1 billion tucked away. Ventura's financial prudence, his fear of shortfalls in the event of bad economic times, reminds House Republicans a little bit of Arne Carlson, a governor who always put the state's financial security ahead of tax cuts. But the Republicans seem most disturbed about how Ventura's budget seems to bring smiles to the faces of Democrats. House DFL leader Tom Pugh says he approves of Ventura's plan to increase spending on K-12 and higher education by $800 million. And Pugh says he even sees the income tax cut as a positive.
We prefer to focus on property taxes and sales taxes, but if we were going to devise an income tax cut, it would likely look very much like the one he just put up.
David Strom of the Conservative Taxpayers League of Minnesota agrees the Ventura budget has a DFL flavor, a situation he calls outrageous.
I mean, this is a man who campaigned on giving 100% of the last surplus back. He didn't do that. He said, I'm sorry, it's all gone, but I'll give you 100% of the next one. Now the next surplus comes along, $1.8 billion. He says, I'll give you two-thirds of how I define that when I take certain things off budget. I mean, Skip Humphrey would have come up with a more conservative budget than this one.
Ventura's allies dismissed the idea that he's leaning one way or the other politically. Dean Barkley, the governor's director of planning and the leader of the Reform Party, gets upset at the very notion that this is a Democratic budget.
The size of government is shrinking in relation to the rest of the world. This is the first time we've had just an inflationary increase in probably 40 years.
How can
you say Democrat? Because we're spending money on kids? Well, then we're guilty. Are we living within our means and shrinking the size of government in relation to the real world? Yes, we are.
And Barkley says Ventura's next budget is likely to be leaner. Once he has more time to explore the dark nooks and crannies of state government in search of waste and inefficiency. Still, Republicans are beginning to play the role of Governor Ventura's political rivals. As Democrats embrace most of the budget, Speaker Swigum and the Republicans are beginning to abandon the niceties of tripartite cooperation. At a Republican news conference about the Ventura budget, Swigum passed out photocopies of an old Ventura campaign pledge to give all the budget surplus money back to taxpayers. Politely but firmly, Swigum pointed out that that's not what the governor is doing in this budget. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.